This morning, there are only 49 houses available to rent in Donegal. 27 of these are in Letterkenny. Yet there are over 1,500 short-term lets available on Airbnb. The houses to rent in Ballyshannon 2, Balbuffet 1, Dunloe 1, Kilcar 1, Falcara 1, Buncana 0, Carndonna 0, Convoy 0, Carrick 0, Donegal Town 0, Killybeg 0. Do you want me to continue on with the rest of them? Of the 49 houses available, none are affordable for those on HAP. A single person on job seekers would have to pay over 62% of their income to rent the cheapest one shown on DAF this morning. A family with three children would have to find €230 per week just to keep the roof over their heads after HAP at the present rates for the average three-bedroom house in Donegal. But I've told you before that HAP is failing and we have 2,606 households in Donegal locked into these failing tenancies. There's almost 2,700 people on the council housing list in Donegal, most waiting years and years for an offer. According to the North West Simon figures, the average number in emergency accommodation has trebled in the region from 2016 to 2022, 108 for 1 week in January alone. There's less than 40 emergency beds in the region. This doesn't account for the hidden homelessness figures that we know exist. Nor does it include the impending explosion in rental need to be generated by the defective block saga, for which your government has no plan. It's clear that there is no capacity. There will be a catastrophic failure in the housing sector in Donegal to compound that which already exists. Week after week, we hear announcements from yourself and the Minister, but I can tell you it is having zero impact on the ground in my constituency. These figures are repeated all across the country. Over 3,500 children are homeless. That's a shameful indictment of your tenure, and it's about time you owned it and admitted that you have failed, and failed utterly. Can you be honest and admit that? Or maybe you say you're going to stand over your decision, that's new. In a month's time, in 6 weeks' time, when it's clear that it hasn't worked, will you own it then and say that you were wrong? You need to build public housing, that's the only way we do it, and we need to fail end this eviction ban, keep this eviction ban in place so that nobody can go into homelessness and there is no houses there for them to be met, and that's the reality of the situation, Taoiseach, and that's what you have to admit and live up to.
Thanks, Deputy. I'm not sure if I was quoted accurately on that. I don't believe this is about weighing up the balance of landlords and renters as if it's one versus the other. I don't believe that at all. People need places to rent. And if we don't have more places to rent, well, then there'll be longer queues of people trying to get a rental property, and renters will pay more rents. We need more landlords in the market in order to increase availability for people who need to rent, in order to reduce rents for people who need to rent. And we've lost about 40,000 landlords from the market in the past couple of years. We need to turn that around. We need to stem the tide of landlords leaving. More importantly, we need to encourage more landlords to come back in. And it's our assessment that if we'd extended this moratorium for a longer period, it would have made matters worse in the medium term, not better. And that's the assessment that we've made. I've heard what other opposition parties have said. I've heard the Labour Party saying just today that they would extend it for another few months. Heard Sinn Féin saying they would extend it to the end of the year. Do we really believe it's credible that things would change so much by September, October, that we'd be able to lift this ban, or by the end of the year that we'd be able to lift this ban? I don't think anyone actually honestly believes that. So you have to make a decision, and we believe that this is the right decision in the round, in the public interest, for the reasons that I've outlined. And Deputy, I'll finish on one thing you talked about. I know you're very interested in ideology. I'm not interested particularly in ideology. I'm interested in outcomes for people. But you talked about the government having a neoliberal ideology. Would a government with a neoliberal ideology have built more social housing last year than any year in my lifetime since 1975? Would a neoliberal government have brought in rent pressure zones, limiting rent increases to 2%, which is lower than the rate of inflation and the rate at which incomes are rising? Would a neoliberal government have introduced, for example, the Help to Buy scheme, a scheme that has helped 30,000 people buy their first home? Those people know who they are, and they know that they wouldn't have a home today under a Left government.
Deputy Pringle.
That's a classic definition of right-wing ideology there that you've given up on it. And the fact that you've maybe have built more houses since 1975 is because you were forced kicking and screaming and dragging into doing it. And that's the difference in the situation. And the difference is that the We would keep homeless people in houses on the temporary basis while the houses are being delivered and being met, which you aren't doing. And all your right to buy schemes and everything out there aren't meeting the needs and aren't meeting the needs that need to be done. What we need is a public house building programme, and keep the eviction ban in place while that is getting up and running. And then you would see the need for the eviction ban would decline because houses would be provided and houses would be built and houses would be met. Unfortunately, you won't do that, and you won't deliver on that process, and that's the sad reality of the situation. So the question is, if you are proved to be wrong in a couple of months' time, will you actually reverse the decision? I don't think so.
Taoiseach.
Thanks, Deputy. Just for the information, the House, it might be useful to inform the House of how much has been done by the Government while the eviction ban, the moratorium, was in place. Just in the last 3 to 5 months, 5,000 new social housing units were built. 5,000. Just in the last 3 to 5 months, a further 600 were leased, a further 500 were bought, 1,500 voids were returned to use, an additional 500 emergency beds were provided, and an additional 150 cold weather beds were provided too. So nobody can say, at least not factually and honestly, that the government didn't act while the moratorium was in place, both to increase additional social housing, permanent housing, and emergency housing as needed. And we decided today not just to allow the moratorium to lapse as always planned. We decided to authorise local authorities to buy 1,500 homes where the landlord is selling up and the tenant is a social housing tenant. To put that into context, we have about 1,600 homeless families in the state. So the fact that we're willing to buy 1,500 homes from landlords who are selling up to prevent people becoming homeless is a significant decision as well, and has to be seen as part of the announcement today.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Deputy Michael Healy-Ray.